label. I was wondering, you're a good reviewer. I wonder if you might spend just a moment or two and take us from when we began to where we left off yesterday.
How many of you last night went to your room, looked at the mirror, and said, okay, and start talking to the person that you see in the mirror, and said, all right, what is my gift? What is my talent? What is my talent? And you start debating with that person you see in the mirror back and forth. And then you got tired and you went to sleep. How many did that? Well, if that's what you did yesterday, I'm glad you went to sleep because you wasted your time. We don't want you to look at the mirror. We don't want you to look down at all. We want you to look up. Because we have said that He is a master. He is Lord. And in Matthew chapter 6, He gave us instruction. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He also said that I know that there are many things that you need. And I don't want you to be careful about these things. You leave that for me. I will take care of it for you. You go after my interest. And I have given each and every one of you a pound. That's what we saw in Luke chapter 19. The knowledge of God in the face of the Lord Jesus was given to each and every one of us. If you are a believer, you have a pound. You have opportunities. You have 24 hours a day. Everybody is equal. And the Lord is saying, occupy. Have my interest, the knowledge of God, in my face, to be your interest, to spread it around. Every opportunity you get, you have 24 hours a day, I want you to be occupied. So your occupation will be, your full-time job will be, is to proclaim what you had given, the knowledge of God, to spread the knowledge of God in a world that is dying for it. That is your occupation. And at the same time, you will probably have to go to school or have to go to work. That's all right, you have to do that. Who doesn't work, the scripture said, should not eat. You have to work. You have to go to school. Because keep in mind that going to school, going to work, it's a training ground. The Lord is, even in those circumstances, is training you. He's disciplining you. How you manage your time. Time to study. Time to do your homework. Time to go to work. These are all good things that the Lord had given you. So you will be able to use that to serve Him. But not only I have given you a pound, I'm giving you talents. But that according to your ability. I realize when I created you, the Lord is saying, that I have given every one of you certain abilities. Because we are not going to be all having the same ability, because then something would not get done. So He given every one of us certain abilities. When you get saved, He give you gifts. To work with those abilities that He's giving you. And what is the whole idea behind that? Is to further His interest. You are an investor now. He has given you some money. And He said, take this money and you're going to work in Gold Street. And your responsibility is to watch what's going on. But how do I know? Well, I have the research department. I have the Holy Spirit. We'll tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. How many of you heard of the little caterpillar that had 40 legs? That one day, that caterpillar was walking in a garden, and a bird came and looked at her and said to her, I was watching you, and I was really wondering, when you move, which leg you move first? Caterpillar said, I never thought of that, let me see. And the caterpillar starts looking at her legs and wondering which legs she's going to move first. She got entangled and she didn't move at all, and the bird came down and ate her up. The whole idea is, don't look what which leg I'm going to move first, what am I going to do, and get so entangled with that. We're going to go to a man that asks the right question. He didn't say, Lord, what is my gift? He did not say that.
True.
He didn't say, Lord, what did you give me? He didn't say that. He said, Lord, I know you have given me something. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And this is the challenge to us. What we have spoke about in Luke and in Matthew is not the theoretical stuff. There are real lives, real men and women, just like you and I, who have realized that He is Lord, realized that they were giving something, and then they went to the headquarters. They went to Him and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And that's what we're going to be studying today.
I want to go back to one point. And I don't remember exactly how much we touched on it yesterday. But it's an immensely important point. The man with the pound was occupying, but he was occupying with the view of the Lord coming back. And we want to always keep that before us, don't we? That it's not just going on in a humdrum doing things that we should be doing, but it's occupying with a view, with our eyes upon that one, knowing that momentarily He's coming back. He's coming for me. And until that day, He said, I want you to work for me. Occupy till I come. So that's just a little aside there. I don't know how much time, and maybe others would want to comment on it. But then we got yesterday, and I think that we perhaps don't want to spend a lot more time on Matthew 25. Do you, brethren, agree?
Yes.
I would ask, first of all, are there questions? Are there things that you all would look in these verses and say, look, brethren, would you make this a little clearer to me? Let's just stop and give time for that. You know, I said this at the breakfast table about questions. I would be upset if there weren't questions, even amongst you personally. Because when there are questions as to how do I apply this to myself, there is the clear indication that the Spirit of God is working within us. It's a right thing to say, Lord, exactly how do I apply this to my life? That is the beginning of blessing for us as individual believers. There's a lot of questions we don't have the answers for. There's a lot of questions you will only get the answer by going to the Lord Jesus Himself and saying, Lord, exactly how does this... You see, there's 100 people in this room. There's 100 different spiritual states. There's 100 different sets of circumstances. There's 100 different everythings in this room. But that's the wonderful thing, that the Lord is sufficient for each one throughout this room. And He's waiting for us. Emil has mentioned Paul. He's waiting for us to say, as to me personally, Lord, what would you have me to do? And He will not let you down, will He?